This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Michael K. Show, everybody. Kay LaGreca Rosenberg and you. Right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN. We've talked about our new morning show. We're quite proud of it. It's the place to be from 5 to 8 every single day. It's local, which we've never had before. And it has two great guys and one wondrous guy doing it. That's DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg. And the wondrous guy is DiPietro, good friend, a friend forever. Once we're not working at the radio station, we'll still be friends. And that... Rick joins us right now. Rick, that's what bothers Don and Peter. They don't understand it.
I don't get it.
But why should they have to understand it?
A relationship like this doesn't need to be, doesn't need to be understood. It doesn't need to be dissected. It's love at first sight. When I saw that beautiful long face of yours, I knew that this is my guy. This is, you want to call it a man crush, whatever you want to call it. This is my guy, and they can be jealous if they want. I understand it.
I'm not jealous.
How do you expect us to articulate it, though? I mean, it's just a feeling. We both like each other.
No, we know the feeling. If you want the scientific thing, it's when the blood rushes to the lower extremities. What happens?
Yep.
Sorry.
No,
excuse me?
Physical attraction. Now I understand. I didn't understand it before.
It's not a physical attraction.
Nothing else made sense. You have nothing in common. I don't get it. Rick can't get anything from you. You can't get anything from him. The only thing that makes sense is a physical attraction. Now I understand it, Rick. Thank you. Good luck. Tomorrow we'll talk to you at 5 o'clock. Now I understand it. That's good.
But now let me get this straight quick. You guys are calling me. I'm on the morning show now. Should I be doing dishes or should I jump in the shower? Because isn't that what happens usually when you phone in on the morning show?
No, not when there's a quality person on the other
side. Oh, no. Do not. That you know what? That's not right. I like what you did, but it's not right what you did.
This is what makes Don dangerous. I'm telling you right now, this is what scares me about Don. He's been on a rampage this entire week. He's got Andrew Gunling, the nicest person I know. He has him losing on the radio.
Yep.
He blacked out. He's got a call to apologize. He attacked Keyshawn yesterday, and now he's attacking me today.
Attacking? I didn't attack Keyshawn. He deserved to have a conversation. He was wrong. I was right, and I wanted to articulate that.
No, Rick.
That was a horrendous take. Horrendous take he had yesterday.
You've made some salient points here, Rick. Now, just to be clear, we know you've been waking up early for a very long time. So is it clear when you do the morning show every day, 5 to 8, these first 3 days, that it's much easier for you? And, do you drive the other guys nuts by how awake you are?
I wouldn't say it's easier waking up, but Dave's kids are in school and Canty doesn't have kids. So I'm on there. We have a show text thread, and between him, RJ, and Canty, I had this beautiful 2-hour nap. I have 3 kids. I have no.
And they're
time
all little.
All.
What's the age range again?
So I got 5, 4, and a 4-month-old.
So you're not napping ever, is what you're saying?
No, I'm not napping. And my show ends at 8, so my kids haven't eaten breakfast yet. So I got to make them breakfast. It's what? It's 10 of 5. I feel like I've been up for 3 straight days. Like the day will not end.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
See, and that's why this guy's special. He has a great wife, Cassie, but he's making breakfast because he's a good man.
You would never do that. You don't relate on that. You
make breakfast for the kids every day. I open a donut box and put it on the table.
Michael just got his kids a dog. Do you think that Michael wanted a puppy?
No.
I know he doesn't.
That's the kind of guy he is.
Yeah, and I can't wait.
You know, Rick, it's better that they don't know. It's better.
Well, wait a minute. So this is he's quality. Buys the family a dog and then says, "I will never do anything for this dog.
It's a great point.
I'll never take it out.
Great
I'll never
point.
Pick up after it." So that's a good guy. All right, I just want to know. All right, now I know.
Well, this is a good dad because you know what he's doing. He is now teaching his kids what responsibility is all about. You want the dog? Fine, I'll get you the dog. but you're going to have to take care of it.
So you think it was a life lesson, not the fact that he hates dogs and doesn't want to have to deal with it.
See, Don, this is why you're a terrible person these 3 days. I don't hate dogs. I'm not a dog person. I don't want to walk them. I don't want to pick up after them. I don't want to train them.
And that's what people who hate dogs do.
No. People that hate dogs kick dogs. I don't kick dogs.
I'm not accusing you of kicking. No, those are people that should be locked up. I'm saying that you just described somebody that doesn't care for dogs. How do you not? They're showing on Yes Now. How do you not fall in love with that dog?
I she sits in my lap a lot. I love her, but I'm not walking her.
Wow.
I'm not picking poop up.
Sorry, say that again more clearly.
No, I'm not going to say that again so you can have a drop.
I just love that your bond supposedly is you know, over your love of family. As if, like, I'm having a total brain fart. What was the name of the evil police chief in during the Civil Rights Movement? The most awful police guy?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
My point is, that's not a thing that actually bonds people, okay?
But can I just stop you for a second, Peter and Don? You guys don't have to understand, because this is beyond your realm.
Bull Connor, how dare you not remember that?
All I know is that Rick and I have an affection for each other. Right. It's not abnormal. We hardly ever even see each other.
It is strictly physical. I get it. That's great. You're two really good-looking guys. Best of luck. I hope Jody understands.
Oh.
Rick, just as an American, did you feel good last night? Team
great,
USA
Don.
Win World Juniors.
Don, I felt unbelievable. I mean, you're talking about that Canadian team, so people know, too. They were in the conversation for maybe the best Canadian World Junior team of all time before that game. Had they finished the deal.
They never trailed the entire tournament. Yeah. So that had to make you feel
That's
right.
big time.
Now, how do you feel about the divisions in hockey being sponsored?
God. whatever saves me money in escrow, since you guys want to call me Bobby Bonilla, Don.
That was wrong, by the way.
No kidding. You know what this is? I figured it out, Michael. Finally, I figured it out. This all stems back to that night at the Scariot Hotel next to the Coliseum, when Don was in the corner stuffing his face with wings, and I walked in and didn't notice him because I didn't know him at the time, and I didn't give him an interview or something. And he's still mad.
Oh, he is mad about
that day.
First of all, the whole Bonilla thing was read by your buddy, your lover, Michael Kay. He didn't have to read that tweet aloud. Second of all, that's not how it went down. You were sitting at a booth. And because it was the infancy of the station, so I'm hosting and producing at the same time, I went up to you and asked you to come on, and you just refused. And you were very rude. But I don't hold that against you.
Wait, he was rude, too?
I'm sure he had a reason to turn you down, Don.
Yeah, because he was Big Bad Rick DiPietro, and I was nobody. But I know I don't care about that. I just wanted to get it straightened out. And now I know the relationship, and I've moved on already.
Yeah, but I don't understand. Why is it that you guys are all jealous of this relationship? Michael actually took the time, and it was, again, because, I mean, he was going to the bathroom, but I give him credit, picked up the phone, gave me a call, good luck. You guys had every opportunity to do the same thing.
Did I not call you during the holiday? We had a long conversation.
No, I had a full Don show. It was great.
All right.
Those are special, Rick. Those are special. Not everybody gets them.
Rick, how long did that episode of the Don show last? How long to clock in at?
That was good, 35, 40 minutes.
Right, wow, that's it. Two-part special.
I was telling Andrew, part of my New Year's resolution, because I take these things to heart, was to not talk as much.
Impossible. And it is who you are.
But I need feedback. Was it too excessive that was that conversation?
So it was a 40-minute conversation,
I don't
realize it sometimes. 40-minute conversation. How many minutes did you speak?
Like, hey, how you doing? Good, Don, what's up? And then that was it.
You're in the seconds. You're like 45 seconds, maybe.
Yeah, he'll ask himself questions and then answer the questions himself.
Welcome to the last 19 years of my life.
There's actually a conversation with Andrew on New Year's Eve, because I called him to wish him a happy New Year.
Well, you know what, Don? You call everyone but me. That's how I'm starting to feel now.
I have called you, just not during a holiday.
Don, you know what's amazing? Don, you know what's amazing, too, is Michael's busting your chops about buying that expensive doll. You see how much Peter spent on his doll, and it came with holes in it.
I think it was designed that way. I don't think there was anything wrong with that said doll. But I'm starting to get this moment of clarity, because at the end of the conversation with Andrew, he actually said to me, he didn't say, I got to go. He said, I'm getting off the phone now.
Wait, is that hold on. Hold on. I need to bring in Andrew.
That's
Andrew.
Why I think I
Andrew.
Think I think you know, I don't think you guys are kidding. I think I really need to
Andrew, is that truly how the phone call ended? You said I'm getting off the phone
well,
now.
Well, I was with my family and my sister was leaving to go back home, and so I said, "Don, my sister is leaving now. I have to go to say goodbye to her." So
wow.
it was a little more innocent
no,
than me
you
just
did, I'm quoting you. I'm
but,
getting
but Peter,
off
here's
the
deal.
Phone now.
Here's the deal. He just said, Rick can back me up. I'm starting to get the feeling. I've been saying this for years. I've called him 70% for years. He's starting to get it now?
No, I'm not talking about the air. I will defend on the air because the show has got to be good.
Wow.
But I'm talking about our conversations off the air. I've got to trim it down.
You can't. It's
starting,
who you are.
Wait, starting now.
No,
well,
you know what?
Don't
you know,
shut down.
I know,
not
don't
on the
worry.
Air.
No, he won't stop because I know what happens. Here's what happens. We go to commercial, and I'd say a couple times a day, I want to talk to Andrew. So I'm like, hey, Andrew, he's never available. I know why. He's talking to Don.
All right, that's what I'm saying. Starting now, I'm going to actually take you guys out of my phone. I'm not going to bother you guys. You're not going to get a call from me. The only time you'll hear my voice is on the air.
Fix that!
Because you're right. I can't stop. I'm going to do like Doritos. I'm just going to shut it down. I can't edit myself, so I'm not going to talk anymore. On the air, we're good, but off the air, I'm done.
Wow. Rick, love talking to you. I wish you only the best of luck on the morning show. I hope it's great. I hope it's the thing. I hope it carries the station, and I hope that it just ascends your star even higher into the sky than it is right now.
Well, I love you guys. Thank you guys so much for having me on.
God bless
you.
Take
care, buddy.
That's a good man. That's a solid man.
Wow, keep going.
He's great. He's everything you want to be.
No, I'm glad I finally can understand the relationship now.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.